Who's really being impeached? This is Dave Ross on the CBS News Radio Network, presented by Progressive Insurance, presented by Liberty Mutual Insurance, presented by Zoom Video Conferencing. The Republicans had a pretty strong impeachment defense at yesterday's hearing that even if the president did try to attach political strings, Ukraine did get its military aid on time. And it was more than Obama ever provided. In fact, acting Ukraine Ambassador William Taylor testified that back in 2015, he was so upset at Obama's reluctance to send weapons that he wrote a New York Times op-ed
urging the Obama administration officials at the State Department, Defense Department, and other agencies to provide lethal defensive weapons.
Then what's the problem? Ukraine got the weapons that the Democrats' own witness wanted them to have. But what wasn't mentioned at the hearing is that many of the president's core supporters don't think Ukraine should get anything. They're tired of weak nations looking for a handout from the bleeding hearts of the State Department. On a conservative podcast just before the hearing, Republican Representative Mark Meadows said this.
You're talking about the State Department. Here's what they believe. If you're just nice to people long enough and you give them millions or billions of dollars, that eventually they may think like you do and they're not going to be your enemy. That hasn't worked.
That's why Trump's president of the United States.
And it drives him crazy.
The impeachment of the president could become the impeachment of the State Department. Dave Ross on the CBS News Radio Network.